Welcome. Today begins the season of Lent, 40 days of reflection, individual and community repentance, considering again what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, renewing our responsiveness to God's claim on our lives, and all in preparation for the great celebration of Easter. This is a season for fresh beginnings, especially on this first day, Ash Wednesday. On this day, we recall our mortality, the brevity of our lives, and therefore our need to put aside now all things that keep us from being what Christ calls us to be. Why do we use ashes? Ashes in the Bible are symbolic of two things. They symbolize death. They also symbolize repentance. We place the ashes on our foreheads in the shape of a cross because our dying is in Christ's dying. And because in all that the cross stands for, we find our forgiveness and the renewal of life. When the time comes in the service for the imposition of ashes, we invite all who wish to line up in these two aisles. Stacy and I will be standing at the front. If you do not wish to participate in that way, that's fine, and we invite you as you stay where you're seated simply to use that time for your personal prayer. Again, welcome. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all God's benefits.
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness.
Will you pray with me? Most holy God, your Son came to save sinners. We come to this season of repentance, confessing our failures and our unworthiness, asking for new and honest hearts, asking for the healing power of your forgiveness. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like total darkness spreading upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been seen from of old, nor will they again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in mercy, relents from punishing. Who knows whether God will not turn and relent and leave a blessing, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God?
Our psalm tonight has a sung response. I invite you to turn with me to it in your hymnals. Shanae will play the musical response through once. I'll sing it through once, and then we'll sing it together. After that, you will read the bold responses, and every time we come to the red R, we will sing the response again together. Mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before you.
Against you, you only, have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I have sworn to iniquity, and I have sinned since my mother deceived me.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow.
Make me hear with joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from the presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
And then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation. And my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Words from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For God says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation. Will you join me, please, in the responsive that follows? Cry and God will answer. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, the wicked word, if you give away your bread to the hungry and give relief to the oppressed,
call and the Lord say, I am here.
Your light will rise in the darkness and your shadows become like noon.
Please stand for our gospel lesson. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. We are not here tonight for something so small as making resolutions. As if by sheer force of will, we could do better. As if what really mattered was simply becoming somewhat better versions of ourselves. And we are not here tonight to grovel in guilt before a God we cannot please or who will not accept us. And we are not here tonight to claim that we are something less than what we really are. What we really are is God's own beloved children, children of the promise, created for the high purposes of love, claimed by a grace that calls us to release whatever stands between us and love, whose other name is God. And we are here tonight because we recognize we fall short. Our own love has failed. We have feared the living of our purpose. We have feared living by faith and not by sight. We have even feared the God who created us in love for love. So tonight we're here to be honest, to face with courage and with clarity our failures and our fears, our sin and our shame, to boldly acknowledge our vulnerability, our mortality, to freely admit that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, and to trust that grace will lift us from the dust of broken dreams and broken promises and transform us towards our true and highest purpose. So all of us now receive an invitation. An invitation to let go our sin and our shame, to repent of anything that keeps us from love, and to turn towards God who has already turned towards us and who has always turned towards us. An invitation to recognize again that it is not God who hangs on to our sins and our failings. It is us. It is time to let that go now and to accept what God wants to give, which is forgiveness and mercy and more love. So in silence now, we make our confession and we make ourselves ready to receive what God longs to give. I invite you now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, confession and repentance, prayer, fasting, service, giving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. To make a right beginning and as a mark of our mortality, we bow before our Creator and Redeemer. In the spirit of prayer, join with me in our responsive commitment. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and toward God, who is faithful and just, loving and compassionate?
I turn my mind, my heart,
Will you seek God with your whole heart and follow where God's Spirit leads?
I will, with God's help.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
I will, with God's help.
Your steadfast love endures forever, O God. We gather in penitence. We gather in confidence. We stand at the threshold of life.
Restore us to God. Open the gate and turn us to follow you back to heaven. Proclaim your love and your service forever.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. Let us pray. O God, giver of life, we ask during this Lenten time to be united with the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We raise our hearts to you in prayer, and we ask you to draw us ever closer to you. We pray your comfort on those experiencing violence of any kind. We pray your blessing on all who are in physical, psychological, emotional, or spiritual pain, and on those who seek to minister to them. We pray your sustenance and refreshment for all who work with the helpless and the needy. We pray your wholeness and healing on our broken world. And now we remember before you in silence those in our community, in our families, and in our hearts who need your compassion and care. Make us reconciled to you, O God, that we may put on the holiness of Christ and give you glory. Help us to live this season as true disciples on our way to transformation and fullness of life. May our lives bear witness to your love and compassion. And now we lift our voices together with those of your people everywhere, praying in the words your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let us go forth into the world in the strength of God's mercy to serve in the name of life. May the Lamb of God, who laid down his life for all, graciously smile upon us.
Amen.
May the Lord Christ order all our days and deeds in peace.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.